And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is the coach of the Lawson Cardinals, Coach Todd Dunn. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to visit with us this evening.
Well, thanks. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to talk about the two athletes made the Dream Team this year from your squad, and one junior and one senior. We'll start with the senior first. We'll go with Connor Hill. Let's talk about that young athlete first.
Well, Connor was obviously one of the staples of everything that we did this year. He was one of our captains, and I always say that's probably one of the biggest honors that you can get, is being elected captain by your peers. And so he was a big leader for our team. But he started at our strong offensive tackle, and started on defense for us, both at nose guard and defensive end. So he was a guy that didn't miss very many snaps on the field on offense and defense. And for the past 2 years defensively, he's been one of the keys to our success. We played him at nose guard a little bit this year, but he's been a starting DN for the last 2 years and done a really nice job for us. I believe had 7.5 sacks and several tackles for loss, and then just kind of control his side of the line of scrimmage. People tended to kind of run the ball away from him, or he was going to make plays when he was at the defensive end position. And then offensively, that's where when we needed a few yards, we ran behind Connor. So he's been a big part of what we've done for the past 2 years. Last year he was a second team All-State guy. This year he's a third team All-State guy. Last year we obviously made a run to the dome, and he was a big factor in that on the defensive side. So we're definitely going to miss that guy. He's been a good leader, been a good leader in the weight room. Just done so much for us in the last few years.
Very well said there, and you mentioned his leadership abilities. Was he one that kind of led by example, or was he kind of a vocal leader, or a mixture of both?
Well, not really a big vocal leader. He's more a leader by example. Get out there and play his heart out every play, practice really hard. I mean, it's not that he would be shy to say something if somebody needed some adjusting, but he was more of that leader by example, and that's what we like. You got cheerleaders on the sideline. You don't need a bunch of guys just screaming and hollering out there on the field. So, that's kind of the way we like our leaders, is, hey, you follow me because I'm going to work my tail off, and if you do the same as I do, then you'll be successful.
All right, and let's talk about the junior, Damian Sapp. Let's talk about that young man.
Well, Damian's just he's an excellent athlete. I mean, I always hate to say, the best athlete and so on, but he's probably the best athlete on our team. He's one of those kids that you hand him a bowling ball, hand him a softball, baseball, whatever, he's going to be able to get that mastered pretty quick. I mean, he's just a naturally gifted athlete. Played our slot receiver and also played corner for us. Now, he missed 3 games kind of in the middle of the year, had knee surgery in the middle of the year, so that just kind of was a testament to his toughness and his desire that he came back and played at a very high level when he came back. But we definitely missed him for a few games in the middle because we had a lot of passing teams right there in that stretch, and he's a really good corner, has started for us there for 2 years, started at the slot receiver for 2 years as well, was our leading receiver with I believe 33 catches for over 500 yards. That's a lot of catches for us. And then also had about 160 yards rushing, I believe, and then 18 pass breakups on defense and 5 interceptions, and was I don't like to say shut down corner. We don't use that terminology necessarily, but he's as close as we have to that, to where you can just say, okay, you go cover him, and you don't have to worry so much about that side of the ball. And he's just got tremendous instincts. And probably what's impressive, now this is more for next year than it is this year, but he's really started to step up as a leader, already trying to get the younger guys in the weight room, already trying to build himself up so that that he can be stronger and be more successful even next year. So just a great kid, gifted athlete, and fun to coach.
And doesn't hurt your feelings any to have him for one more year, right?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I always love having those guys that are on all-star teams that are coming back. So, you know, we, like I say, the big challenge there is sometimes those guys can think, okay, I've made it, and they don't get any better. But the thing with him is he's probably putting more time in the weight room than he ever has right now. So that's a really good sign for us, because he's a tremendous athlete. If he starts making himself bigger, faster, and stronger, he could really be special.
Once again, our guest here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, head coach of the Lawson Cardinals, Todd Dunn, and we're talking about the two athletes from his squad that made the Dream Team this year, and Connor Hill and Damian Sapp. Coach, thanks again for taking the time out to chat with us. Is there anything else you want to leave us with?
I don't think so. I appreciate your coverage. I appreciate you doing this, and thank you for having us all season long.
Again, Coach Todd Dunn of the Lawson Cardinals on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.